Rachel Holder from Thriving Southland, next guest on the show. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Hi, Andy. How's it going?
Going pretty good. Always great to chat. You guys are Thriving Southland. Last time we caught up was at the AGM. It was a few weeks ago now, but a great success.
It was. It's kind of just, it was almost the opening event for the chaos that followed. But good chaos. So, AGM, it must have been about a month ago now. Really cool to see lots of people come up and like you said earlier, put some faces to some names and, see all of those people that are following Thriving Southland and kind of start the busy period for catchment groups, which was and is the current chaos that we're in, catchment groups gone gangbusters.
Yeah, tell us a bit about the catchment groups. There's 35 of them happening in Southland, or that I remember. How's it all going there?
35? Yep, that's kind of the current number we're running with at the moment. We've kind of got a couple of them in the wings, which is really cool to see those final little gaps of Southland being plugged. Lots of sort of events for the groups coming up, just some project updates, some Christmas barbecues, some social get-togethers, which, all of the groups are really getting out into their communities at a time that suits them. So, each one of the groups has done a little bit of something themselves, which is cool. And, there is still a few things coming up in the future. So, if you're ever keen, jump on the events page and check it out if there's something in the area.
So there's more catchment groups in the wings?
Yeah, just a couple. But we don't want to speak too soon. We don't want to scare them off.
Fair enough.
So, just a few people that have attended other sort of the catchment group events, I guess you could say, and they've been inspired and taken it home and sort of had a look at the map and been like, hang on a minute, where's our one? And then they can't find one, and then they go, oh, right. And then we get the phone call, oh, have you seen the catchment group in our area? And we're like, oh, no, you're the first ones to call. That means it's yours to start. And they love it. And so they go home and have a bit of a round-the-table meeting with a few of their neighbours and say, oh, should we do this? And that's about the stage they're at. So it's exciting to watch that space.
Absolutely. It's great to see the message getting out there. We're focusing this afternoon, Rach, on the Everything to Gain event. Tell us about it.
So Everything to Gain is our big send-off for the Christmas break. We're hoping to put together, we are putting together an event called Everything to Gain. So effectively it's an opportunity for farmers to hear directly from people who can connect to international markets, customers and consumers. So, we're trying to say, and amongst all of the chaos and amongst all of the challenges that is happening at the moment, we just want to pull people's heads up and say there's actually a bucket load of opportunities out there that exist nationally and internationally. So we've pulled together a really great range of speakers, all in one room, all on one day, in Invercargill, and we would love to see it packed with Southland farmers hearing from the people who can share the message and know the knowledge.
Give us an idea who's going to be speaking.
So we have all of this information up on the website, so I don't expect you to remember everything, but the lineup includes Alice Ritchie, Tesco's Sustainability Agricultural Manager. Sinead, she is from New Zealand Agricultural Greenhouse Gas Research, so she has been working both here in New Zealand on greenhouse gas emissions and in Ireland. So it's Ngāti Waka Ekanaha, it's it is just the facts, the research on greenhouse gas.
Yes.
We've got Simon Tucker, Director of Global Sustainability, Stakeholder Affairs and Trade for From Fonterra. We've got Rod Carr, the Climate Change Commissioner, so he's the chairperson there. And we've got Vangelis Vitalis, the Deputy Secretary of Trade and Economics. So big, hard-hitting speaker lineup. Absolutely going to jam-packed with information, knowledge, but, we've got them all in one room together on one day. It'd be silly not to be there, really, wouldn't you, Andy?
What date is it again?
Thursday the 15th at the Workerman's Club in Invercargill.
Great chance for people to go along. It's open for anybody to go and attend?
Yes, free to attend. We'd love our stakeholders and those rural professionals to, forward this on to a farmer, anyone they're sort of talking to, and get them, if they're going to come along, if they can pick up a farmer on their way, that would be awesome.
Christmas competition, it happened last year, Rachel, is back again. Tell us about this. This is cool.
Yeah, it is really cool, Andy. You'll think the thriving team's bloody we're running out of time, I tell you, but the Christmas comp is back. So last year it was a great success. We got on national TV, you know, we had lots of people enter, and we are building on that. So the Christmas comp is just all about, you know, celebrating rural Christmas. It's about getting communities engaged, about getting kids out there. It's about farmers, you know, being proud of showing their little something fun, spreading some festive cheer, and hey, good old competition, because everyone loves that. So we, you know, everyone takes their families into Gimlet Street and Invercargill to see the lights, and that's become a bit of a tradition. You know, we hope that we're going to make the rural Christmas a bit of a tradition too. And so we are producing a map. So on about the 12th, so Monday next week, we're hoping to have our first edition of the map with our first entrance in it. And, you know, we're going to get this out to all of PDGs, farmlands. We're going to get it to the schools that are still open. And we want everyone to pick the map up and say, right, I'm going to go for a cruise around the countryside and, you know, check out some of these displays. And as we get more people into, we'll update the map and have a second sort of edition.
Give people an idea of what they can expect as far as, like, the winner last year.
Well, really, the competition is anything, and it's up to, you know, you're only limited by your imagination. So, you know, a winner, we've got a few different categories this year. So we're sort of letting the people who have sponsored prizes kind of pick their winner. And, you know, what a winner could be is, yes, you could have a beautiful, grand, big design that's got all of the detail, but, you know, a winner could also be someone who's engaged with, you know, a couple of neighbours and done a bit of a joint one, or, you know, they've had the kids involved, or they've had, you know, we had the reindeer in last year, which had, you know, horses with little antlers and, you know, little Christmas trees in their little stables. It was awesome. We had, you know, like a pallet tree Christmas farm. We had a Fonterra tanker made out of bales. We had, you know, standard spray painted like candy canes. It was really cool to go around and see what different people come up with.
And just finally, Rachel, are the 2-year videos up as well?
Yes, we're celebrating our sort of second year completion, and the video's just a little bit of a snippet into the life of thriving and what we've sort of achieved in the last 2 years. So we're really proud of it. So we've got a wee short 1-minute video, so if anyone wants to go and check it out, we'd love them to watch it and, you know, sort of get a little bit more of a grasp of what we've been up to for the 2 years. And if you're super keen, we've got the long version, which is about 7 or 8 minutes, and it's all on YouTube.
Rachel Halder out of Thriving South, and thanks for your time on The Muster once again.
Oh, awesome. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Andy.
Rachel Halder there out of Thriving Southland.